Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
What? Nobody wants to be tested? In the last two blogs, we covered how parents are being accused of minding their children's business when there are professionals to do that. And that when inadvertently giving children choice, many children do not bother to do their online schoolwork at home. All this results from the fact that there is conflict whenever an individual extends his or her authority beyond the boundaries of the applicable jurisdiction. For instance, the CEO of Company A has no legitimate business telling Company B what to do. Similarly, parents who are the bosses at home do not really have a say in schools where teachers are the bosses and vice versa. It should come as no surprise then that when parents and teachers overstep each other's boundaries, problems are bound to arise. Every parent has been the victim of attempted manipulation by children who try to get different answers from each parent. A child does this in his or her early attempts to divide and conquer and manipulate. Good parents know the best way to counteract this is to ask the child if he or she has asked the other parent. If the answer is yes, well, one need only say, well, then, why are you asking me? You have your answer. Similarly, children may obey a parent at school where he or she has authority, but they are not as likely to obey the teacher at home where parents are the boss. So when parents are discouraged from participating in the educational process, children quickly see the conflict and they play it. Why not? As one attempt to divide their parents, children see an opportunity to take control as the powers that be are conflicted. Children who realize they are not really under the authority of their parents or their teachers will question the need to work on their online program. Armed with the knowledge, of course, that they will pass on to the next level, whether they perform their online tasks or not, gives them even more reason to disregard the completion of their studies. This should have been anticipated. The article I discovered today shows how this has gone even further. There are no repercussions for not engaging in online programming. And as students have been told diploma exams are now optional, only 6% of Alberta's qualifying students are choosing to write these grade 12 diploma exams. This should not be newsworthy, because why would any self-respecting individual choose to do something that has no net benefit? What is newsworthy, though, is what was not said. If 6% of the students write the diploma exam, then 94% of Alberta students see the uselessness of these tests. This is encouraging and gives me hope for the future. Please understand that I'm not actually against the use of diploma exams as such. They are a great leveler of standards and expectation, not so much for the province's students as for the teachers. In fact, one of the main reasons given by students for not writing the exams is that it brings their overall average down. This clearly indicates that teachers are awarding inflated marks in comparison to the marks students get on a standardized exam based on the standardized program. I must admit, I'm actually encouraged by the latest COVID-19 school problems. Students are no longer under the sole authority of teachers at school. Parents are seeing what their children are being exposed to. And most importantly, older children are being given the opportunity to think for themselves. As a result, they are questioning what they are being told to do and looking instead to do things that are practical and applicable to their lives. Makes one wonder if the government actually thought about the real consequences of school closures.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca, and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.